We're taking a dip into this week's local feature record. Blood Nose has put together a debut record, diving headfirst into a blend of dream and indie pop, with plenty of other sounds lacing the track list of Mood Swim. Lee, aka Blood Nose, is hanging out with you right now on Breakfast. Hello.
Hey.
Welcome and congratulations. I think this is the first time we've gotten to chat, aka Blood Nose, on
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And yeah, congrats on the debut record. How are you feeling?
Yeah, it's really weird. I don't even think I was sort of planning on doing an album. It was like a side thing that I was doing. And then, you know, eventually it just sort of became a thing. So I had too many songs not to put something out. So
sure, you've amassed it over the last few years.
Yeah,
I was like scrolling through the Blood Nose Instagram, and you've done a really good job of documenting and sort of making a pretty clear timeline there of what's been happening in this project. Starting things like what, back around 2017?
Yeah, it was probably at the end of 2017. I was living in Melbourne. And I just finished an album with another project, and I just sort of started writing stuff that wasn't really the same type of music. And so, yeah, it just sort of went from there, basically.
Needed a different output, different name.
Yeah.
Is this the first solo project that you've worked on?
Yeah, I think it's the first one that I don't really intend it to be, to turn into a band thing. Like, I might play live with a band or whatever, but
sure.
It's very much like just me playing everything.
How does that differ from like past musical things you've done? Because I imagine there are more sort of hands involved in other things.
Yeah, it's a lot harder to finish songs.
There's nobody else there prodding you.
Yeah, I have to sort of come to the conclusion that if I need to get someone else to mix it, otherwise I'll just spend too long trying to finish it. Which can be hard, but.
That's sometimes like the hardest part as well, is knowing when, especially like in a solo thing, when it's just you and it's just your eyes and your brain across it, like knowing when to step back or when it's done and to leave it.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you have other people sort of eye over your shoulder on this?
Yeah, I had a group of people that I'd send songs to, and they would give me feedback. And if you're not collaborating sort of on the process of writing, it's like it can be a little bit sort of isolating. So you need to get that objectivity. And so I had like a group of friends that I knew would be really honest about, you know, what they thought about the songs, which was really helpful. And then Cam Parkin, who mixed it, if I thought it was maybe finished, but I was unsure, I would just send it to him and he would say whether he thought it was ready for mixing. So, yeah.
That's fabulous.
That's the process, I guess.
There's also been a little bit of help sort of internally on this one. There's some vocals that have been lended to the tracks. Tell us who worked sort of on the inside of Blood Nose.
So it's funny. With some of the songs, I just don't, I just can't see myself singing on it. Or maybe I'm just so disassociated with that song, emotionally or something. So it's my partner Louisa sings on some tracks. And then also my friend Wasame, who does business partner, he just sent me a track one night, and it was like one of the first songs he'd sung on, and I was just like blown away. It sounded really great, and just trying to convince him to do vocals because he was just really shy about it.
How many back and forward till he was like, yep, absolutely?
We just, one night he was around, and we just, I just managed to convince him. I was just like, come on, let's just go upstairs and do it now. And then, and it was just before he moved to Melbourne, so I was lucky to get that beforehand.
That's a fleeting sort of moment. Yeah. That's so good.
Yeah.
We're joined by Lee, aka Blood Nose, this morning. Your local feature artist this week, Mood Swim, is the debut record. You're hearing it all across the station this week. The record recorded over a couple of years and also in a couple of different places, including at your gallery space, Pig Melon.
Yeah.
When lockdown happened, I saw there were pictures of you sort of just moving it all into the front of the gallery. Did you have anyone like sort of walking past going, what's going on there?
I think we put curtains up out the front.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. It was because we live upstairs, so we don't often, you know, the gallery is something we just walk through. But as soon as lockdown happened, I was like, yeah, I'm moving everything down there.
So good.
Yeah, it was fun.
And where else sort of, you mentioned like different cities is where this took place.
I was in Melbourne for the first 2 years of that, or maybe 1 year of doing that project. We were over in Europe and spent some time in Germany. So when we got Airbnbs and stuff, I would just take like a small setup and with me and record there. I actually finished the album down south near Harvey. I just needed like a block of days just to focus on that. So that was cool. We just stayed in this little sort of cottage thing and finished it off there, which was great.
It's so interesting that you mention all these different places, which are all very different from each other. Because when I listened through this record, and Matt Perrott, our music director, and I were talking about it on air yesterday, we received that track Bumblebee, which is obviously a lot more dancier.
Yeah.
And then as the rest of the record started to come out, there's almost like indie pop, but yeah. it all works and it all blends together. So I wonder if being in all those different places lended itself to all those different sounds that are on the album.
Yeah, I think it did. I sort of see it as a compilation in a way. Like, I have just a ridiculous amount of songs on my hard drive, but those ones, although they're quite different, they all just sort of seem to fit together for some reason. But I do see it. Like, I used to love buying compilations when I was like a teenager, like from like punk compilations and stuff like that. And I loved that all the songs were so different. And yeah, I sort of see it like that a little bit.
Yeah, I totally get that about the compilation. Like, you get like a little bit of a pick of everything, the best of everything sort of thing. I'm glad that you said that you don't really know what ties it all together, because I wanted to ask you, like, what is it that pins it all down? But if you don't have an answer, just take it for what it is then.
I made a conscious decision to limit the instruments I use. So it's mainly like analog synths and drum machines and stuff. And I had a few more gadgets, and I was just, there was just too many options. So I got rid of a few things, and I was just like, okay, so on the record, this is what I'm using, and that's it. And I suppose that sound probably translates throughout.
It's so cool because it's all linked, like we said, and maybe that is just the common thread, that it's all been made on the same stuff, but what's produced is different every single track.
Yeah.
it's a testament to the skill, I guess.
Maybe.
Before we let you go this morning, Lee, you mentioned there it is a solo project, but I wanted to ask you about a potential live element. Is there maybe somewhere in the future there'll be a space to bring it all to life on stage?
Yeah, I think that's the next stage. I'd love to do it. I haven't played live for ages. That's sort of something I'll do next. I want it to be a bit weird and different. I don't really know exactly how it's going to work, but it's exciting.
Oh, I can't wait to see how that unfolds. The weirder, the better. I feel like as the years have gone by, just whatever visually is going on stage has to be a little bit zany. Lee, congratulations on the debut Blood Nose record. It is this week's local feature. We're going to play Full Moon. Do you want to tell us a bit about this one?
Yeah, I actually recorded this song, it was probably 2018, and I put it out with like different instrumentation and stuff on there. And then when I was doing the album, I just, when I put it out the first time, I could hear different drums and I could hear different like synths and stuff. And it just kept bugging me. So I was like, I'm going to redo this. And it's like, I see it really like nostalgic. It's kind of about when I was growing up in the hills and the people that I was close to there. And I'm glad I redid it. It's I'm happy with how it turned out.